It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're about to get some idea of the survival plans for U.S. automakers. We'll also meet some of the auto dealers who could be left behind.
NPR's Frank Langfitt is covering both stories. General Motors says it needs $4 billion just to get through the month, Frank?
Yes, indeed, Steve.
Okay, let's say General Motors gets the federal help. What are they going to do with the money?
Well, one thing they do is they just need this money to get through where they are right now. But the important thing about this plan that they submitted yesterday is they have a lot of drastic cuts they're going to make. First, though, what the plan really tells you is that they're in really bad shape, worse than we thought. Not only do they need $4 billion this month, they need up to $4 billion in January. And total, they're talking maybe as much as $18 billion in loans. They are talking about doing some pretty tough steps, though. One thing they're going to do is they're going to focus a lot more on their core brands like Cadillac, Chevy, and Buick. More marketing, focusing on, you know, product. The more tangential brands, Saturn and Saab, they could be sold or even killed. They're also talking about cutting up to 31,000 jobs. That's on top of earlier cuts, and they've been cutting a lot of jobs in recent years. They're also talking about 9 more plants going. Mm. The big picture here, I think, is this looks, at least on paper, like a genuine effort to shrink this company to fit what is a much smaller car market in the recession.
Okay, drastic plans for General Motors. How does GM's position compare to Chrysler and Ford?
Well, they're really interesting to look at the three different plans. I mean, when you look at Ford's, what they seem to be telling Congress is, you know, we're different. They're trying to distinguish themselves from the other companies. And what they're saying is we're in better shape, and our turnaround, we've been doing these things, and we think they're working. They already plan to take 3 truck plants and convert them to small cars. They're going to bring in, I guess it's 6 new small and mid-sized cars in the next few years. Ford is saying, you know, we might need up to $9 billion in a line of credit, but we may not. We might be able to make it through this. And the big claim that I think is really worth looking at is Ford says it could be profitable or could break even by 2011. You're not hearing that from the other companies. You know, one analyst I talked to said this plan for Ford could work if the recession is over in the next 6 months. Chrysler, you know, we look at Chrysler, it's probably looks at the to be the weakest of the three companies. They say in January, or actually this month, they're going to need $7 billion in loans. And they're looking for an alliance with another automaker in order to survive. And when you talk to analysts, I think most think that if they can't get some kind of deal, they may not be able to survive.
NPR's Frank Langfitt is covering efforts to bail out the auto industry and the industry's plans to survive if they get federal help. Of course, as you said, Frank, they're talking about shrinking the companies for a smaller market, which causes people to say there are too many dealerships across the country. Why?
Well, the thing is, the dealerships were created in a different era, and there are still way too many, especially compared to the foreign. And the companies are addressing this as well. GM in particular says it's going to try to trim more dealerships, but it didn't say how it's going to do that. And last week, I went out and saw a number of dealers, and they say these are the worst sales they've seen in decades, and they even agree that there are too many of them. But reducing the number hasn't been easy. You know, I began my trip at a dealership in Maryland.
Good afternoon, Warren Chevrolet. How may I assist your call?
For Barry Williams, deals can hang by a thread these days. Williams runs a Chevy dealership in Elkton, Maryland. One night, a couple of weeks ago, he stopped by the house of a longtime customer to pick up a down payment on an Impala.
And he wrote the check and gave it to me. And I said, you know, thanks again. I really appreciate the business. And his response was, you should appreciate the business. And I kind of looked at him a little funny. He says, I'm just watching CNN in there. And my wife and I are talking that we're not even sure we should have bought this car.
The customer, a retired minister, was scared about spending so much money amid the drumbeat of bad economic news.
And then he proceeded to say, are you going to be there next year to service me? And I said, I will be here.
It's a fair question. Williams has sold cars since the mid-1980s, but he's never seen such a terrible market. Looking at a chart, he tracks the decline in his sales numbers.
June of 85, July 75.
Overall, the recession and credit crisis have knocked out 40% of his business.
I've used the analogy of Katrina. I said, you know, I'm in New Orleans right now, and the storm's coming, and I didn't get out. I'm here to stay, and hopefully I'm on high enough ground where when the storm hits, I can survive it.
But many dealers won't. The National Auto Dealers Association expects about 900 dealerships to close this year, and dealers themselves think the number could go much higher in 2009. Williams isn't happy about this, but he says it needs to happen. The dealer network dates back decades when Detroit dominated the market. GM has actually cut its dealerships down to 6,500. That, Williams says, is still too many.
How many need to go away?
I think probably somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 dealers would be enough to service the GM line.
GM has been losing market share for years, but the number of dealers hasn't declined at the same rate. There's still too many, especially compared with foreign dealerships. Ask Frank Ursamarso. He sells GM vehicles and Hondas in Wilmington, Delaware.
Well, in this particular market, we sell about 8 Pontiacs a month. We sell close to 100 Hondas a month.
One reason he sells so many fewer Pontiacs is competition. There are twice as many Pontiac dealers in his area as Honda dealers. Ursamarso says that glut drives down prices and ultimately damages GM's image.
The brand itself, instead of being something that's desired, becomes a commodity. And by that I mean it just becomes a piece of iron to be sold at the least possible price.
Lower prices mean lower profits and fewer dollars for dealers to reinvest. The result, some dealers say, can be shabby-looking facilities that further hurt the brand.
I mean, who wants to go in an old rundown showroom that looks like it's something out of 1960 to buy a car?
That's Corey Porter. He owns a Chevy dealership in Newark, Delaware. Porter says GM has tried to reduce the number of dealers, but it's tough and expensive.
The manufacturer just can't come in and take your franchise away from you. There's franchise laws to protect you from that.
Dealers aren't volunteering to close. Many are family businesses that have employed generations, and they play important roles in communities, sponsoring Little League teams and donating to charity. Standing in his showroom, Porter shows me a photo of a group of men posing in front of a dealership. It's in black and white.
This dealership, my great-grandfather, 1925, founded. And during the wartime effort, they were actually building tank parts in the service department at that time.
Porter says the problem today is not just too many dealers, but also too many different vehicles to sell.
There's no way General Motors can afford to build, market, design that many cars.
Porter says certain divisions just don't resonate with customers or make economic sense, and some, he says, should be shelved.
I think GMC truck definitely needs to go away, and I think Pontiac is another one that I don't think really has an identity problem. I mean, they don't have any products that are exciting, and I just don't think that Pontiac needs to be there.
You know, Steve, GM apparently disagrees with Corey Porter. Yesterday they said they're going to keep GMC but reduce Pontiac to a specialty brand. And Corey and other dealers I talked to said the solution ultimately may be the marketplace, that if sales continue to be down, they think the recession could wipe out dealers in a way that the companies just haven't been able to.
So we have a sense of some of the people who will be affected by these recovery plans if they're approved. Does it look like the plans submitted by the companies can work?
Well, you know, the GM one looks pretty serious. Ford seems very confident in what they can do. Chrysler, though, it still looks like a tough situation for them. I mean, I think one thing that's clear is that Congress is going to learn a lot more than it did from these companies and what they plan to do with this money if they get it than they did when they first heard from the executives about 2 weeks ago.
Frank, thanks very much.
Happy to do it, Steve.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt. And, of course, the auto executives are expected on Capitol Hill this week.